You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tossed Popcorn is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Sienna Jekyll.
And I'm Liana Holston.
And welcome to Tossed Popcorn, the podcast where two idiots watch every film on the AFI's 100 Greatest American Movies of All Time, the very slightly less racist 10th anniversary edition.
This newsroom is a safe space for people who don't know anything about movies. Today, we're watching Network.
He's saying that life is bullshit, and it is. So what are you screaming about? Man is
a noble. Number 64 on the AFI list. Warning, there will be spoilers about this business jargon old film.
Content warning, suicidality.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm sorry. I hated this movie so much.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Well. I can't believe this has happened again.
This one, I think I have legitimate reasons. This was my major. It's like my major. It was about TV.
Men yelling at each other?
No, it was television.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sienna, let's listen to your prediction for what Network would be.
Hi, Liana. It's Sienna. I'm about to watch the movie Network. Network. I can confidently say I have no idea what this film could be about. I'd assume there is some sort of network... Perhaps, I'm thinking of like a beehive, so maybe it's like an office or some sort of organization.
Yeah.
It's the 1970s, so maybe it's going to be some like Italian job sort of, there's a large organization at play and it's really entertaining.
Oh, that would have been fun.
At the same time, I predict that it won't be. Okay, I love you. Goodbye.
Sorry that was so long.
At the same time, I predict it won't be.
Okay, Liana, I want to hear your prediction.
Here you go.
Hello, it's Liana. I'm about to watch a movie called Network. I don't know what this is. I don't know when it's from. I really am praying it's not the 70s. I don't want to see 70s businessmen doing business.
Oh, no.
Even worse if it's the 80s. Maybe it's none of the above. Ooh. Sorry. Just got real dizzy.
Oh, my gosh.
also, sorry for the cacophony. As we know, I live next to a pit. Love you. Bye.
Liana Zuffer meds. Liana Zuffer meds. Yeah. Liana is safely kind of off her meds.
Unintentionally, but the people who need to be alerted to this have been alerted.
Right.
One of those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But mainly, I'm just pretty dizzy all the time. That's been my main side effect.
Oh my gosh.
I'm dizzy and I'm honest. Like Abe Lincoln. Sienna, could you please give us a summary?
Yes.
Of the film Network.
A summary, I think, of Network. This kind of depended on how you felt about the movie.
Uh-oh.
When newscaster Howard Beale gets laid off, he starts being incredibly random. He tells the audience that he's going to KMS. Then he goes on a big rant, and then he makes such a splash that he soon becomes a popular TV prophet with a program devoted to his and the nation's anger about the state of the world today. His producer Diana, played by Faye Dunaway, pushes the network to make more extreme, raw, and angry programming. But it becomes clear that many of those working at the network have lost grasp on the moral truths that lie beyond the boob tube. The end. I could only focus on Faye Dunaway's smooth, smooth hair.
It was very bouncy.
So,
did you notice how it was so bouncy?
It's so free of dryness. Well, Liana, do you have any historical context for this movie?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a weird movie. It's a very weird movie.
Okay, welcome to the historical context for the movie Network, a 1976 apparently satire of ratings-driven news.
Ah.
That's apparently what this movie was. Didn't know that till I Googled it today. A big content warning for this history section that we will be talking about, suicide. A big theme of the movie is sort of a nostalgia, or a big like feeling at the time that this movie was made, which was, of course, the worst decade, the 1970s, was a nostalgia for the TV of the 1950s, which was like mid-century television that was perceived as like actually being for the people and serving the public interest.
Can you imagine?
No. Peter Finch, who plays Howard Beale in the movie, died soon after filming wrapped.
Wow.
Yeah, and was awarded an Oscar posthumously.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
On R. Okay, so again, there was a content warning for suicide. We're going to be talking about a real-life suicide for the next, like, 1 minute, so please feel free to skip if you don't want to hear this. But in the movie, Howard Beale threatens to commit suicide on, like, television.
Yeah.
This is 1976. The first ever on-screen suicide in television history that actually did happen was in July of 1974, when a news anchor woman named Christine Chubbuck shot herself in the head on
my
live television.
Gosh.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what year did you say?
1974, two years before this movie was made. It was awful.
That's horrible. That's true. Never heard about that.
Apparently there was like borderline going to be a scripted reference to it in the movie and they took it out. I don't know. Okay. The 70s, as we know, very turbulent time, and the movie sort of captures that anger that people were feeling. This was right at the pinnacle of like Watergate had happened in like 1974. Nixon had resigned. The Vietnam War had just ended in 1975. So by 1976, when this movie was made and released, people were angry. Like it was actually capturing sort of the mood of the moment nationally. Okay. I had to Google conglomerate networks. And I really wanted to kill myself. So in the 1960s, there was something called a conglomerate boom, where big corporations bought out several companies in multiple slash unrelated fields, because there were sort of like changing FCC priorities and a loosening of antitrust laws at the time.
Yeah.
So after like the golden age of television of the 50s, then like all these conglomerate media companies were sort of becoming behemoths.
Yeah.
They sort of cracked down on this during the Reagan years. But apparently, for the time that this movie was released, these ideas of media sort of behemoths
yeah.
were very, like, seemed very outrageous.
Oh my gosh.
But for us today, watching it, it's just like, well, yeah, that's the world that we live in. Some estimates today, the reason that, like, for us today, this didn't feel as outrageous
yeah.
as it would have at the time is that as much as 90% of U.S. media is estimated to be controlled by just six companies today. And those are Comcast, Walt Disney, AT&T, Paramount Global, Sony, and Fox. So that's a little bit of context. This could be interesting for the two of us because some reviews of the film were very positive and some were very, like, annoyed by it.
Interesting.
So just a smattering of reviews. Roger Ebert called it a supremely well-acted, intelligent film that tries for too much, that attacks not only television, but also most of the other ills of the 1970s. Though what it does accomplish is done so well, is seen so sharply, is presented so unforgivingly, that Network will outlive a lot of tidier movies. Seeing it a quarter century later, apparently he added, the film was, quote, like prophecy. When the director, or I guess maybe the writer, created Howard Beale, how could he have imagined Jerry Springer, Howard Stern, and the World Wrestling Federation?
Exactly.
Okay. Other reviews that were less positive, Pauline Kael in The New Yorker criticized the film's abundance of long, preachy speeches.
Yeah, the preachy.
Yeah. And the fact that almost everyone in the movie, particularly Robert Duvall, has a shouting rant. In the review, they said, quote, the cast of this messianic farce takes turns yelling at us, soulless masses. And I was like, yeah, that's how it felt. I was just being yelled at for two fucking hours. And I hated it. Gary Arnold of The Washington Post declared that, quote, the movie is too sternly, monotonously preachy for either persuasion or casual amusement. Michael Billington wrote, quote, too much of this film has the hectoring stridency of tabloid headlines. And finally, Chris Pettit in Time Out described it as, quote, slick, adult, self-congratulatory, and almost entirely hollow.
Wow.
Most of the interest comes in watching such a lavishly mounted vehicle leaving the rails so spectacularly. That is the end of my historical context for the movie Network.
Oh, I love
1976
that.
Beige canvas.
Wow. Okay, before we get into the notes themselves, I want to be clear.
Okay.
This literally was like my major. So this is like my World War One.
This is what American Studies was?
My focus was like TV, the TV medium.
Wow.
Communication.
Okay.
Consumerism, stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
This stuff like this, like why we got to where we are now, why news is so, like why Fox News can exist, like the repeal of the Fairness Doctrine, what Reagan got in there and did, like all these conglomerates and stuff is fascinating to me.
Oh, you should have done the historical context for this.
It would have, no, this was better because I would have gone down a rabbit hole and said things that weren't as relevant.
Okay, well, ugh.
So
that means I have to be nice to you about it.
I will just say my excitement isn't because I was like, oh my gosh, this movie is, I freaking love every moment. Like, they're so funny. It was because I was very, very interested.
Okay, I get that.
So, well, okay, let's get into our phone notes.
Yeah.
This is, of course, when we look at the notes that we took on our phones during the movie. You can look at my first note.
Okay.
First.
You can look at my first note. Okay. Sienna, you've said, why didn't I consider that this could be about a TV network?
I just, when I was guessing all the networks it could be, it did not cross my mind for 1 second that it could be about television.
Yeah, me neither.
And that's why when it did come up, I was like, oh, yes. Okay, and then conversely, Liana's first note is, no! Okay, at what moment did you know you were going to hate it?
Instantaneously.
Because of the 70s?
A, when I had to rent it instead of it being free somewhere. And B, when I saw it was from the year 1976 and who was in the film. I was just like, oh, God. And then whatever the opening shot was.
Liana, you've said. It is eye-opening for me to hear from your perspective. You've said two words. Beige. Beige.
I don't know how you didn't notice that everything in this movie was beige.
I really didn't.
What did you think it was?
A
world of color and light and joy? It wasn't that.
I was just thinking about the content. And again, I cannot express how much of this time I was trying to figure out how Faye Dunaway has hair that free of tangles.
Okay.
Her hair is amazing.
Okay, so it feels like there were a couple things that were sort of really lifting you up in this experience that weren't necessarily the movie itself.
I guess so, yeah.
Sienna, you've written, is this insensitive or is it mood? What is that about?
Okay. I was not sure how you were going to feel about this.
That's your next bolded note.
But I was so not expecting this man to go on TV and say, I'm going to kill myself
next week. I know. And here's, you know, at some point in this podcast, we were going to have to get into it. We've sort of touched on this, I think, briefly, maybe on one other episode. But there is a parlance in sort of Gen Z and our sort of cusper culture of slinging around the phrase, I'm going to kill myself, very cavalierly.
Right.
And it is like a very humorous thing to our generation. But of course, very understandably, is like, sounds really worrying and much more serious, and is definitely like probably a little problematic.
Yeah, it is. It is
used. But when we hear somebody say like "I'm going to kill myself," it just means like I hate living.
I'm so mad. Like, I hate working
I'm
here.
I'm really annoyed, or like my job is really annoying me, or like it sucks that I have to do my taxes. Like it's just I've been inconvenienced. Is really what an incredibly hyperbolized version of articulating. So to hear a man who's frustrated with his place of work go on live TV and be like, next week, I'm going to kill myself. It sounds to us like, LOL, mood.
It made me laugh out loud, unfortunately, because of what we hear today, the way we use it now, and just how much I was not expecting to hear this.
Really?
I don't know what I was expecting.
What was surprising to me was that none of the producers were paying attention.
Uh-huh.
So none of them heard it or reacted to it. And for a split second, I felt 100% insane. So I was like, why is nobody reacting to that unhinged thing? And it just turned out that they weren't listening.
Yeah.
And it was ended up being a punchline. And I thought that was actually effectively done. So a lot of this film was effectively done. Hated every minute of it.
That's fair.
It contained multitudes, as do I. Multitudes. I don't currently contain my meds.
Multitudes I did not enjoy.
I didn't enjoy a single multitude.
That's your right. Did you major in this in college? We'll be right back.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Okay, Liana, you have said, oh, Faye, please don't get shot in this one.
I was really worried. And with good reason.
Yes.
A, she's been shot in every other film we've seen her in on this list. And B, somebody got shot in this movie. It could have been her.
Yeah. This movie, it seems like, made a point to not show you what its limits were exactly, like, or what its what was off limits for it, you know?
Yeah.
Like at the end, of course, we find out that these guys are so insensitive that they're willing to kill somebody. Mm-hmm. But you kind of gradually become aware of the morality here because, of course, you'd assume that they have regular human morals. Mm-hmm. So you can't predict if somebody could get shot at any at any point. Mm-mm. I see why you'd be concerned.
Like the one woman. It's yeah. Like, well, yeah. If they're going to shoot somebody, it could be her. It really could.
Liana, you said, this is just white men in meetings. Please, I'm so bored.
Yeah.
You weren't happy to see Boo Radley?
I, of course, was happy to see Boo Radley. Light of my life. A little bit balder in every movie we see.
He's in a different place hair-wise. Yeah. You can see how he's doing.
Man, Robert Duvall was booked, busy, and blessed.
He was.
Just on this list alone. Okay, question for you.
Yeah.
The craggy producer guy.
Yes.
Max.
Yeah.
We've definitely seen that actor before.
Really?
No way.
I didn't remember him.
Well, I was sure that you would because I was sure I could then ask you which guy he was. Because his name, he's the actor William Holden. And I couldn't remember
William
if that
Holden?
Was the High Noon guy.
That was William Sunset Holden? Boulevard.
How did you not know that?
He doesn't look like William Holden.
No, he didn't look like him at all. But I guess I just read the actor names at the beginning or something like that.
Wait.
So I knew the whole time that it was William Holden. But what I didn't know was which movies we'd seen him before.
He was Sunset,
I really couldn't
Sunset
remember.
Boulevard.
Oh, I thought it was High Noon.
Hold on. I need to look that up. That's fucking
insane.
In fairness,
he was very craggy.
Okay.
And it had been, what, 30 years?
I'm sorry. They kept saying of this man, Max, apparently played by William Holden.
Middle-aged?
They kept saying he was...
He looked 70
middle,
years old.
Middle-aged.
A middle-aged man.
This man was head to toe in sunspots.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
if you bumped into him, I think dust would flow to the ground.
This is another thing about the 1970s, though, is that people just, not only did they not wear sunscreen, they were just cooking. I mean, you remember seeing William Holden in his younger age was so tan. He was far too tan.
In Bridge on the River Kwai.
Was he in that too?
He was like launched into the sun pretty much.
Far too tan. And now we see what it does to a person.
You're
it
right.
means that you're 70 when you're middle aged.
Yes. Interesting. Sienna, you've written, this is a great movie for the depressed and disgruntled. It's really interesting.
I just...
Which depressed and disgruntled? Not this one.
I did not know how you're going to feel about this movie at the...
Really?
Yeah. Because the beginning was just so silly. And they kept being like, I hate it here. Everything is bullshit. I'm going to kill myself.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah. Like, they were just talking so much about how life is bullshit, which a lot of these movies have... not done. That is not what a lot of movies are about.
Yeah.
And this movie was partially about like, life sucks.
Yeah.
I'm upset. Everything in the
terrible.
World is falling apart. Like, right. This is another movie that feels very like now.
Yeah.
Where just everything really is falling apart.
Oh, 100%.
And what do we do? And I'm mad.
Right.
So anyway, I thought it was a good thing for those in that place. But I guess it also helps if you're very fascinated by television history.
I think so. If you're not allergic to the 70s.
An incredible roast by Liana. She has said, I simply do not care about these sentences.
This is where maybe you didn't hear most of the things they were saying, but everything that they said was just corporate network television jargon.
I like that.
Oh, you do?
I like it.
So you understand what they were saying?
Enough. This is the place I'd like to have a career in eventually.
You want to do what they were doing in network?
Kind of. I saw that movie. I said, that's what I want
to
be.
So you, okay. So according to this, the trajectory of your career will be, you are the one woman.
The one woman.
One,
be the one woman.
Two women in the office. You get yelled at by a guy named Frank. And then you yell at him.
Yeah.
And then you have an affair with the oldest middle-aged man.
Yeah.
And then you're the VP of whatever, and then
call myself racist.
It's very miserable. You want that?
And then make sure to order people to shoot a person.
That's right. Yeah, order a hit on somebody. Well, all right.
That's exactly what I want. No,
yeah.
I sort
of, movie had been about like, you know, small mushrooms in the forest, I would have been like, that's what I want to be. So if it had
in
been
that way,
I can see what you mean.
I don't mean that I understood everything. It was just that I was like, oh, interesting. That's interesting to me.
Wow.
Liana, you said, it's funny that you mentioned this line, because I also clocked this line, and I want to, the line is, I'm the one whose ass is going on the line.
It's just exciting to see Boo Radley say ass.
I didn't highlight this, but I said,
Really emphasized ass there, Boo. He did.
He really said
he
ass.
He said ass like we say ass.
Ass. I'm the one whose ass is going on the line. It was exciting to see Boo Radley say ass. Ass. Ass.
It was.
I know what our TikTok exciting. For this week is.
Him saying ass.
Just him saying
like a remix
ass,
of it.
Ass, 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 ass.
So what was Howard Beale? Like, was he, did he become like a televangelist? Like, I just didn't understand
what he was.
Comprehend what that type of personality is.
That's a great question. I mean,
and what it could compare to, I guess today it is Fox News, but it's not like he was doing a news show
right
by the end of it.
Right. Well, that's what's confusing is, though it was on a news network, we're just so used to seeing people who are like,
oh, that's true. It was sort of maybe more like a Glenn Beck situation. Yeah. Where he was just insane.
Yes.
For
yeah.
an hour.
Or who's the guy who said that Sandy Hook didn't happen?
Alex Jones.
We're so used to it, though. I mean, it makes sense that it's hard to think of, because this is like sort of a weird, you know, fictional version of something that's just like somebody outrageously getting people mad. That's all we see now. Like, the Republican Party is 100% just trying to get people angry, and that's how they get them to vote and everything. But here it was just
so right.
getting people mad to get ratings, to get people to watch.
Okay, yeah. I guess the thing that was missing from it that would have helped me, like, make that connection was it didn't seem like this guy, Howard Beale, had, like, a political angle.
Yeah,
right?
No, it's a good point. It didn't really, he didn't have...
He was just kind of out there kind of spouting.
Yeah. But I guess the idea in the movie is he's the only one being angry. But
okay, yeah. He's the only one telling it like it is, quote unquote.
Yeah.
It's making so much more sense to me today than it was while I was watching
that it. That totally makes sense, though. I mean, again, like, can't express enough how this is, like, one of the only things I'm interested in. Okay, Liana. Liana, you said... Gonna have to talk about that time I tried on a pencil skirt.
It was one of my darkest days.
So was Faye Dunaway wearing a pencil skirt?
Yeah.
The woman looks like a pencil. In a good way.
No, sure.
She looks like
very
a pencil.
Empoweringly a pencil. I think we grow up in a pencil skirt culture without knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly as young women, particularly as young girls, perceiving like women in the office in any piece of media, they're always in a pencil skirt.
Totally.
And so I was flying out for a job interview in LA the summer after I'd graduated college, and I needed like a business outfit. So I was like, oh, I know, I'll get a pencil skirt because that's what women wear in the office.
Of course, that
I'll
makes sense.
To Macy's and I'll get a pencil skirt.
Uh-huh.
And I got one and I put it on and I was like, this is not at all what it's supposed to be.
This isn't
what it's supposed to be.
Nothing's going where
I don't understand. And it was in that moment that I realized all of the women I've ever seen in a pencil skirt have been the shape of a pencil. And what's like really fucked up about that is that's every woman you've seen in an office setting in media.
It's wow.
Like they all have that same pencil skirt body type.
Totally.
And it was so ubiquitous that I didn't even know it was not something that everybody looked the same in real life.
Damn.
And that is the time that I tried on a pencil skirt.
Oh my gosh.
Never again.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't get the job. And Sienna, what you've written is damp king. Dot, dot, dot. I'm not sure how I feel about willingly becoming damp representing psychosis. I know how I feel about it. It's correct. It's true. Sienna loves being damp.
I do.
I don't understand it at all.
So
he walks around all
he's
night.
Really losing grasp on reality. Mm-hmm. And then one of the ways that they show him being absolutely insane is everybody's walking through the rain with umbrellas and he's just walking. Just walking. Just his head. Just his head on his neck.
Yeah.
That's the only thing protecting him from the rain.
He's also in his pajamas. I think that adds to the, he seems kooky of it all.
Oh,
because that's, right? That's when he's out
just
of the apartment
left.
And then he shows up
pajamas.
Back in like a trench coat just in his PJs.
Pajamas look like a suit when you're watching from your bathtub.
How many of these movies have you watched from your bathtub?
Just this one.
This is explaining so much.
I was
with every truth you reveal, I become less worried.
I was having a great time.
You were in the bath.
Relaxing in the bath.
You were having a nice bath. And there was a sound on in the background, is what was happening. That's not, the movie didn't do that.
Oh my gosh. And meanwhile, you've said, I'm so dizzy and this movie's beigeness is not helping. Okay, let's paint the picture a little bit. So I am lounging in the bath. I have my laptop set up on my toilet. Usually I watch it on the TV, but this today I was like, I'm gonna just enjoy myself. I am absolutely relaxing. This is what I studied in school. I have a wonderful association with the 70s after a childhood full of wonderful Muppet memories.
I am freshly off my meds, alone, as always, on my couch, which is at a weird angle compared to my television, because the apartment was weirdly shaped. I'm just back from walking to Trader Joe's, because the rental car that I'm having to drive, because my car is in the shop, got a low tire pressure alert on it, and I was like, I'm not driving this anymore. So I walked there and back. I have to watch this movie in exactly 2 hours because then I have to leave and go back to the bar studio for a new class that we're trying out with all new clients.
Oh, no.
I see that it's from 1976. I'm trying to figure out what movie William Holden was in that we've seen him in before. Robert Duvall is ever balding. The passage of time moves relentlessly on. Faye Dunaway is there and I'm worried for her safety at all times.
Yeah.
Everything is beige. Every single man, woman, child, setting, building, cloth, weather, news report.
Yeah.
All of it beige. And I'm constantly dizzy because I'm freshly off these meds. And everyone is yelling in this film.
Yeah.
Every line was delivered via a yell about business.
I just love imagining, like, just some beige wall coming up and you being like, whoa!
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 Madeline, it's so beige! I'm ad as hell, and I'm not gonna take it anymore, except for right now, when we will be taking an ad break. We will be right back!
I loved that. That was excellent.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I want to talk a little bit about this romance because Faye Dunaway and Craggy William Holden.
Yeah. Old is in his last name.
William Olden.
William Old.
They begin a romance, which I did not predict somehow.
I thought they were being sarcastic.
I know.
About it. I didn't think they meant it.
It was weird.
And then they were boning, and I was like, wait a second. I thought this was a bit.
I found
it's the opposite of every relationship I've ever had. Because they...
Oh, yeah. You thought it was for real, and then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. That's true. But they were just being so, like, banter, like business jargon, yeah, banter.
No, it was so... Because when... The way it comes up at first is, yeah, she's like, oh, well, a soothsayer said I was going to have an emotional affair with a craggy old man.
Is that how it first or gets
something like
up?
That. She
like
says
the
that.
First scene where she's in his office?
Yeah. Wow. And he's like, wait a second. Can you tell me more about that emotional affair? And it's just so weird because she's like, yeah, I'd do it. I'm down. And he's like, yeah, okay, I'm down. And they're like, okay, let's go on a date.
I was so...
It was weird.
So confused.
And then they go to the date and she's like, I am bad at sex.
I'm so bad at sex. I think I wrote down the three things she says in a row okay, let's on see. That date.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, Liana, you've written down. She said, I had an affair with my analyst. Then, I can't tell you how many men tell me what a lousy lay I am. And then, I seem to be inept at everything except my work. And then Liana's written, dot, 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 dot. Girl.
As someone who has overshared on a first date and had it really backfire, I was like, ma'am, you're not going to want this to have been the things that you've said in the cold light of day tomorrow when you are looking back on all that you revealed. You're not going to have wanted all of those sentences to have come out of your mouth.
I found it to be real queen shit to come in here and be like, I am bad at sex.
I was so confused.
And then then we see them do it. And yeah, it seems like it wasn't that great of a time. Not like bad at, but she explained exactly what happened, which was she was like, I climax very quickly.
She was like, I come immediately. And yeah. I was like, a man wrote this movie. That was a very confusing relationship dynamic to me.
Yeah. It was like, you guys don't really like each other,
it
though.
It didn't seem like it. And then he was like, I'm so in love with her. Mm-hmm. Later.
Oh my gosh. His speech to his wife was horrible.
Real bad. Real bad.
He was like, no, 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 no. I'm cheating on you. And she's like, okay, I hate that. And he's like, why are you mad?
Then he's like, look, there's no point in me saying I'm not going to see her again. Because I will.
Because I am.
And she's like, well, are you in love with her? And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah. And she's like, what do you mean you don't know? And he's like, fine, I am.
I guess I am.
And she's like, okay, well, I really hate that. You have to understand, I, as your wife, really hate that.
It was a real lesson in what not to do in those conversations. Yeah. Sienna, you've said very Dracula, perusing a contract vibes.
Oh, yeah. This is one.
This is one the terrorist group is looking at the contract.
Are they like a terrorist group? What is their?
Yeah, they were like a militant.
They use so many fast words when talking about themselves.
I swear to God, I had no idea what anybody said in this movie.
Yeah.
I felt like I was watching it in a different language.
Who's the guy? Aaron Sorkin. Aaron Sorkin. It felt like an Aaron Sorkin experience. Like, definitely Aaron Sorkin probably loved the shit out of this.
He definitely did. But also, Aaron Sorkin stuff is good and able to be watched. So, agree to disagree.
Interesting.
There were so
I think
many...
his stuff is so annoying.
Oh, 100%. It's so, like,
but
treacly,
like, good.
And, like, we wanted you to be the first to know that they got Al-Qaeda. It's like, all right, let's all relax. But
the big words.
The walking and talking. He writes it in a way that it actually makes sense and your brain doesn't log off.
Oh, it's not just, you also
it's not
love
just
things
yelling at each other.
You love things being so fast.
That's true.
Because it's way too fast for me.
Mm. Yeah. But there were so many things while watching this iteration of this like type of story that I was like, we just have too much today that does this so much better.
Yeah.
It really can kind of spoil this.
I could
see
that.
Which is not, you know, fair for sure. To this movie, but you don't have to be fair to anything that happened in the 1970s, actually, so...
Okay, just the last thing that I will say of yours. You said, look, I'm not really watching this movie anymore. Right now, he's getting lectured about capitalism by, IDK, Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah. You remember this scene?
The, like, president of the company or something?
I don't know.
Some important guy.
Mustache? Had we seen him before? It seemed like
we had not seen him. This guy who we have not seen.
It was so confusing.
He had very Teddy Roosevelt vibes.
He really did.
And he comes out
speaking softly, carrying big stick.
And he is screaming like a man in the opera. He is delivering a huge speech about money.
What the line in it that I remember was the like, there's no nations anymore. It's just ExxonMobil. And I was like, yes.
I'm embarrassed at how into it I was. But they really put in, they put into words concepts we already trade around often in ways that I hadn't heard before. Like, for example, saying there are no nations. It's corporations. Those are the nations. Mm-hmm. And watching him just get so mad about like, you've now fucked with the money. Mm-hmm. You fucked with the money. Mm-hmm. And money is
money makes everything. The world go round, the world go round, the world go round. See, imagine if Sally Bowles and the MC had just performed that song for him instead of Teddy Roosevelt yelling it.
It's the same thing.
Not the same thing.
I mean, it's the same concept,
all.
I mean.
It is much more processable to the gentle,
no,
frail
I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say
of an unmedicated woman alone on her couch.
The frail eye.
Well, Sienna.
Yes.
Shall we move on to a segment that I'm interested to hear what we have to say?
Yes.
This is our segment, Badges and Triages, in which we award the film a badge for broadcast news and triages for
tabloid.
Oh, yeah.
I have a badge for a lot of women with careers. Mm-hmm. This started out and they talked about women who had careers. We saw women with careers. It was shockingly more than we normally see. But that's because it took place in an office.
True. Badge for world clocks. I really love to know what time it is somewhere else.
Very cute. Badge for this lady's velvet pantsuit. Really, at some random point, she didn't even have a line, but there was a lady in a velvet pantsuit.
Oh.
I would wear the crap out of that.
Oh, yeah. Just keep your hairspray away from it, and you're good to go.
Oh, my God.
Sorry to bring that up. Similarly, in the velvet train, a badge for these conference room chairs. In some conference room, there were these orange chairs that were very mid-century modern, but somehow they weren't annoying about it. And it was like a deep orange velvet, and they looked very comfortable.
Love that.
I would do business in a chair like that. I would.
Badge for Faye Dunaway's character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My next badge is I like how articulate she is.
Yeah. Badge for two women shaking hands. I don't know if we've
never seen that.
Ever seen that before.
No way we've seen that.
It was crazy. Faye Dunaway and the communist lady.
That's right.
They shake hands and it was like,
whoa. Badge for pajama sets.
Oh, cute.
I love a pajama set.
Oh my gosh.
I just do. I like to be cozy.
A badge for the money speech man, the Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, Teddy Roosevelt.
He came out of nowhere.
Literally seemed to come out of the actual woodwork of the room.
At a 100, mm-hmm. at a 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
He was lit so dramatically.
Yeah.
And he gave the speech of my life.
My final badge is for the security guard who lets the pajama guy, Mr. Beale, Howard Beale, in. He lets him into the recording studio, whatever. And Howard Beale says like some insane thing about like, I saw God and he was a panda bear. Like such a something that made no sense.
Mm-hmm.
And the security guard just went, sure thing, Mr. Beale. Let him in. I was like, yes.
Yes.
I love that energy.
I have a badge for, this was earlier, referring to being the age 26 as so young, just a kid.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, you are a child at that age. 100%.
Who was that and who said that?
I think it was either Max or if it was a different guy at the beginning who was drinking with Beale.
Okay.
Was it Max? Anyway.
I have no idea.
They briefly mentioned it and I was like, thank you. My final badge is for really good words. This movie, it had some great vocab words. I was writing them down. I was
Which
looking
ones?
Them up.
What were they?
You know, they'd say things like recriminate and ugly little scenes or during your emeritus years.
Uh-huh.
He talks about people impugning his coxmanship.
Oh, that was funny.
That was funny.
Coxmanship. Trages?
Trages.
I have a trage that they were talking about gun control in 1976.
Yeah.
This movie was so depressing in so many ways.
Similarly, I wrote spooky, which is like depressing. Uh-huh. This was just a general vibe that there's so much worse to come. Mm. They were talking about all the dangers of just believing everything you see on television and what happens when we push all the sensational TV to its extremes and what the world's going to feel like, what's going to happen to communication.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're at like the worst of the worst now.
Mm. A trage for a guy who hates his wife again.
Oh, yeah. I have a trage for preachy? I thought about this because I just can't imagine this coming out at the time and not being the most preachy thing anybody had ever seen. Mm. Like, it seemed like it was probably quite preachy at the time.
Yeah.
But for me, viewing this as like a textbook, it was like candy.
Yeah.
Because they said everything very explicitly.
They're hitting on each other? Question mark? I didn't understand what that was.
Yeah.
Trajfer, every piece of architecture from the 1970s should be abolished. Trage for unnecessary boobs.
Where?
Faye's boobs. We saw them again.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this movie specifically didn't have them.
Why?
How did they not see it?
Why would you think that?
Because I didn't see her boobs.
Oh. That maybe you read somewhere that like,
No.
Heroically, the one film from the 70s that didn't put boobs in.
I wonder how I missed them. Damn it.
The last trage that I had was, Trajfer, this dress is so ugly. The dress that Faye was wearing at the sort of gala when she was giving a speech as the VP of like, next year we're going to be number one. I really hated that dress. I found it to be incredibly ugly. It looked very modern, I think, because we're being very haunted by fashion trends of the past right now. But it was like a slip style.
Yeah.
And it seemed to be, it looked like a Frankenstein's monster of a gown because all the patches of fabric were like haphazardly sewn together. It's just not my style. Not for me at all. Really hated it. And guess what color it was? Beige.
Mm-hmm. Well, Liana, shall we move on to our next segment?
Please.
It is, of course, how to pretend you've seen this film.
Oy.
This is for, you are interning at a news station. You're there on show day, bringing waters to people and stuff. And Max,
like the head of the interns, he's like 1 year older than everybody, so he's in charge.
The intern coordinator.
Oh, that's what it is.
Who just loves being in charge of people who are about his same age. Mm. Comes up to you and he says, one thing I never told you.
This just in.
I never told you this on your first day, but now that we're here at show day together, I feel it's a good time to tell you that the reason I got into this whole news business is when I saw a movie that really made me want to join a news network.
You're like, oh.
Very, very, I love this movie. It's the movie Network.
Oh,
1975,
no.
Best year ever.
76, even worse.
1976, best year ever. Have you ever seen it? Have you seen that movie? I bet you haven't. I'm going to tell you about it.
And in order to stop Max from breaking you with news about Network, we're going to give you a few sentences you can say to pretend you've seen the film Network.
Yes, Max, I have seen the movie Network. The way that that movie criticizes news and the making of news is eerie foreshadowing for the year 2022.
Oh, Max, no. If you keep telling me about a movie, the ratings for this conversation are going to be 10 points lower than they were yesterday.
Yes, Max, I have seen the movie Network. You probably don't know this, but this movie came way before Fox News would ever exist. Hmm. Pretty messed up.
Max, listen, before you go any further, there's three things you should know about me. One, I had an affair with my analyst. Two, I cannot tell you how many men tell me what a lousy lay I am. And you know what? Three, I do seem to be inept at everything except my work.
Yes, Max, I have seen Network. Some people think, aka me, that Network is sort of a 1970s Aaron Sorkin vibe.
Yeah. Max, don't keep talking. Max, you know what? I'm telling you, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yes, and now that you have
opened up your window, screamed that out into the night,
and sent Max running, we will move on to our next segment.
Should you watch this, or in which we tell you if we think you should watch this movie, perhaps from the tub, or if you should do, please, something else with your unmedicated time.
Liana, do you have any?
Oh, it's absolutely not. Oh, no. I would say, no, you don't have to watch the movie Network. What you could do instead, there's many options, actually, if you can believe it, free country. if you want to like watch people who suck and work in media conglomerates, you could watch Succession.
Oh,
that's what I was thinking of this whole time. I was like, the thing that does this so much better,
yeah,
is Succession, which is a very obviously a very high standard to hold something to, especially something from 45 years ago. But it's just like, it's the same thing. Like, it's shitty people who own a media company and don't care about anything except the bottom line. And it's like, yeah, of course. But it's gorgeous to look at because they keep going to Europe and other beautiful locales.
They're very rich.
And Nicholas Braun is so tall. William Holden, I Google it, 5'11".
Wow.
What even was the point? Sienna, what would you say?
Oh my gosh, I'm trying so hard to think of a recommendation. There's so many things.
You can also just go with your gut and say yeah.
I mean, I really liked this movie. The reason I'm not saying that you should watch it is because I think if you are as passionate about what I'm passionate about, absolutely watch it. But I'm also trying to think if there are any like, I think Succession's a great recommendation that's the same sort of vibe and can explore the same things. Mm. Honestly, you know, watch The Daily Show. Like, watch a comedy news show. I love those. I worked at Sam B, may it rest in peace. Yeah. But Full Frontal with Samantha B, if you want to go back and watch any of those episodes. Great stuff. Lots of things on women's rights. They did a Puerto Rico special that I got to help with. All kinds of great stuff. That is a great place to get your news in these crazy, crazy times.
It's true.
So, and Trevor Noah is going to be leaving.
I know.
So sad. He was a wonderful light during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So get some Trevor Noah before he goes away.
Well, Sienna, what would you rate the movie Network?
Baby.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the crap out of this movie. I really liked watching this movie. Mm. I'm going to give this 4 more at 11s out of 5.
Nice.
For me, it was a total treat to appear Aww. On this list.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's
it's
great.
It's going to be one of a kind, I'll tell you that.
It's also, you deserve that. There have been so many like war
Thank
or just
you.
Like Europe movies
Thank you.
That I've gotten to enjoy. So yes, it's past time.
Oh, Liana, what would you rate this film?
Oh, this is a 0.5 pajama sets out of 5 for me. I liked that the one woman had thoughts and ideas and was allowed to speak them without completely getting slapped.
She didn't get shot.
Nope.
She really has been shot
in
everything.
She had someone else get shot. And that is...
That's progress.
That's being a VP in the 70s. Hated truly every minute of it. One of the worst experiences I've had recently. I hope it never crosses my path again. That's my
rating. Oh my gosh. Well, we have made it through our review of Network.
Yay.
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 Thank you, everybody, so much for listening to another episode of Tossed Popcorn. You can find us at Tossed Popcorn on social media. We are still on Twitter. Despite the controversy.
I forgot.
Liana is no longer. May
sorry,
her Twitter rest
sorry
in peace.
Vibes.
We are also on Instagram and TikTok. We are making
really
TikToks.
We actually are on TikTok now.
We're everybody. Doing it.
We posted 2 yesterday.
Support us. And we're also on Patreon these days. Yarn. So find us there on Patreon.
Toss a subscription. Get some sweet, gorgeous bonus extra content.
And we will see you next week when we'll be watching...
Oh no. The African Queen.
I'm scared.
Oh god, there's no way that that goes well.
And we'll see you next time.
Oh, god.
Thank you.
We love you.
Bye.
Oh, fuck.
I know. I'm scared. Oh, god. You can find us on Instagram as at Sienna Jekyll and at Liana Holston. Please check the description for the spelling of our dumb names. We put out episodes every Tuesday, so make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. See you next week on Tossed Popcorn. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check the iHeartRadio app.
That's all from us. You stay classy, San Diego. Good night and good luck. We've been Tossed Popcorn and we'll be... Oh, my brain zapped.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.